Hey guys, welcome to the Shack. We are back. We are still sequestered at home due to the COVID.
It's a good word choice.
Back in the Shack.
I like sequestered.
No, I'm telling you, that's a good word choice.
Yeah. You know, quarantine, that's like for, I like
bad
to be
stuff.
Sequestered. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sequestered. Sure. So, anyway, we're still at the house. Separately, this is not the same. See, I can't touch Sam.
Stop touching her. Stop touching
her. You should bring
your
outside.
I can reach out. Like
no, Barry.
There, see, look, I'm not touching Sam. So, hey, we are here for another podcast episode of The Shack. Thanks for being here, guys. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, thanks for watching on YouTube. Those that are listening through your earbuds at work or driving the truck to work or whatever you do, again, thanks for listening. That's how I listen to most podcasts, are through my earbuds in front of my grinder. So that's how I like to watch. But hey, thanks for being here, part of the Shack. We're going to have fun today. What is today's subject matter?
Sam.
What did we call this one? The Stimulus Truck Challenge?
Stimulus Truck Challenge, yeah.
So you get.
So what we did is we went out and searched and found something that we liked within the stimulus check package deal, which is $1,200, right?
Or something we don't like and just could afford.
Or that. Yeah. Stuff we like didn't, or stuff I like did not come in within that price range. But anyway, so you figure you got your $1,200 stimulus check, and we are going to stimulate the full drive marketplace and go out and buy us some trucks. And then we said, because we can, we're going to just go ahead and take another $1,200 stimulus check.
And your wife.
And let's see what we can do with that kind of money. So first off, I think that's it's a fun challenge. It was kind of cool, and I think I found the best truck out of everyone.
Just I don't know. I think Nick's is going to be kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
He and I had a little chat before this. We discussed it at the hair, so I know what it is.
Is he cheating?
No, I don't know what the build is. I just know what the vehicle is.
Okay.
Not a bad choice.
We'll see, right? Okay. We'll see. Okay, I'm digging it. So we're looking forward to that. But before we get started, my name is LT. I'm glad to be here and start with you.
Yep.
You
don't
remember
your point now.
Yeah. Your finger wasn't even on the screen.
I'm Sam.
Scooter.
Mike.
Woo-hoo! You guys can't see who I'm pointing at, huh?
No.
It's all different for us, Bob.
I got you. All right. So we're going to have fun. So who wants to start the Stimulus Truck Build Challenge?
Nick does.
Yeah, I vote for Nick.
Okay.
Nick,
ready to go.
Being the not car guy, meaning if you guys are watching, see those stickers on his Jeep? That's as far as that Jeep goes to build.
No, I got a bumper on there too. What is it, Sam? A Rough Country, right?
No.
I don't remember.
It's like an Extreme Terrain bumper.
Whatever. It's a steel bumper.
I know it took me 20 whole minutes to put on.
Hey, I helped.
Yes, you did.
But they are absolutely correct. I am not a car guy. I like guns, I like knives, camping, hiking, all that stuff. Pretty much every form of travel there is, too. But I have just never been a wrench guy. I mean, I can change my oil, change the brakes, that kind of stuff. But that's about as far as it goes for me. So, and I don't really dig these little projects like this. I like my Jeeps. I have two. The one behind me and one in the garage there. But that's about the extent of my car interest, pretty much. Well, I like old cars. They're cool, but...
You do have a rack system that's going to go on that.
I do. Have a rack that's going to go on the Wrangler here in the near future, hopefully. Yeah, that's about it, really. So, for me, this was a little bit of a trick. I had never done anything like this before, but I approached it the same way I would approach building my dream AR. So, within the fund, limit that we set, which was how does this go, Mike? What was the rules?
You get $1,200 to spend on a vehicle, and if you have any money left over, you can put it towards the accessories. But the idea is that you get another $1,200 to put on accessories, because most of us live with a significant other, so we're going under the assumption that we get two stimulus checks.
There you go. Okay. So,
I was wondering how we got that extra money.
We borrowed it.
I wasn't sure how we got that extra $1,200. I thought we were just going to take it. But that's okay.
So I only get $1,200?
No.
No.
Much like finding these randomly cheap vehicles, you are lucky enough to have a significant other in your life.
I'll just borrow my mom's. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
That sounded hurtful. I didn't quite hear what he said, but it sounded hurtful. So I'm going to go with Bad Mike on that one. So anyway, okay, with those rules in mind, I found on Auto Trader a 95 green Suburban four-wheel drive for $1,200 on the dot. So cool. There you go. There's my truck.
Real quick. What year?
8-cylinder automatic, 95, in Batavia, Illinois.
Maybe you should just get that truck.
You know, I actually asked my wife. Truck. I said, "Hun, maybe we should buy this truck," because that was kind of what got it all started. Like I said, both my cars are Jeeps right now, and she had a Suburban before we got married that she absolutely loved. It was a white Suburban. She's got seven brothers and sisters. She was able to haul everybody around in that thing. She loved it. So, I don't know. I might end up actually owning this truck. We'll see. So, yeah, 95 Suburban.
I don't hate a Suburban.
The paint looked like it was in halfway decent shape. The engine looked a little bit rusty. But they said it runs, good. So that's all I care about.
That was when I graduated from college, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's rusty.
You're rusty, it's rusty, it's all good. So that's my truck.
I wasn't born yet.
I was. You're little. All right, so after that, I found tires and a bumper that I liked. So I found Americus Rugged MTs in the stock size that would actually fit without cutting. So they were they're pretty knobbly looking tires.
Shipping. Wait. So you're gonna build a truck and not build it. You're gonna build it like your Jeep, low to the ground.
Well, I'll tell you here, hold on, I'll get to it because I looked for the lift kit, and the best lift kit or the cheapest lift kit I could find was it was a rear ad leaf for $584, and I just couldn't squeeze that into the budget. So
ad leafs are not $500. What was the whole lift?
That was the whole lift, yes. But it was either that or the spacer one. So I went with the ad leaf. It was a little bit cheaper. So, and then the bumper was from a company called Move Bumper. It's a classic. It didn't have... They make one for like $700 or $800 that had a slot where you could put the winch, if you could buy a winch, which I couldn't buy a winch. But for $430, it was a steel bumper. So
that has to be welded together, just so you know.
Uh-huh. Right. But I said, what the hell? I know a guy that can weld. It might look like popcorn at the end, but
that's me.
It'll be extra textury, extra grippy.
Hey, I spent a whole weekend this winter grinding welds. I'm a professional.
There you go. See?
We can
I got
even
people
kind of
for
weld
that.
It together.
Yep. There you
right,
go.
Sam? We were some weld grinding mugs.
Maybe when this is all over and we can actually, you know, be in proximity to each other, we can do this, and I can buy pizza for people and stuff, and we can weld and grind this bumper.
Sweet.
So, yeah, the bumper was $430. That was shipped. And the tires were $430. The bumper was $495. So that about tapped me out. So that was my build.
Okay, now wait a minute. There's a lot of free things that you can do to this. Are you going to spray can paint job this bad boy? Are you going to be tearing carpet out?
The interior from the pictures looked like it would probably need torn out, yes. There was some definite wear and tear, but for the most part, like, still serviceable. So unless it was really awful, probably not. I like the green. I wouldn't really mess with it. I wanted to find a rack, but I couldn't find a rack anywhere for that was anything even remotely affordable for it. So
that Jeep rack will fit on there. Your Jeep rack will fit on there.
That'll be a half rack in the back.
There you go. I mean, if we're using stuff that we have, I have these cool Action Packer cages and all that stuff here. I'd put that on there, and yeah.
So is that sure. Is that a tailgate truck or the door open?
Tailgate.
So it, does that have the roll up in the tailgate?
I don't remember.
Right?
Yeah, it should have.
Or did it have a hatch or to have a roll down?
It had a hatch on this one.
Okay.
So yeah. And the back looked like it was in like the carpet and stuff in the back looked great. It was in the middle area where it was like stained and a little funky looking.
Because of the kids.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
The dog.
The rolling playpen.
That's it. That's it. So that was my build.
That doesn't sound bad. A Suburban, I think that would be a cool trail truck, right?
I think it'd be fun. It'd be a rolling bus, basically.
It's a little big.
Yeah, more of a base camp vehicle, but yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, but man, you could outfit that. You could sleep in the back of it. You could carry all the gear for the guys who have, like, CJ5s and still want to go camping.
Is that a hint?
No, your buddies that got the CJ and can't hold nothing. That would be the bad thing about, though, having a Suburban, is you would become the guy that probably carries all the stuff.
Hey, can you take all of our fridges?
Yeah, right. Like, you got that room, man.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you're going to need a generator to tow behind you to run all of our accessories.
That might be cool. Ooh, I can see base camp power. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. I could get a sticker with a big lightning bolt on it.
You know what? Just borrow Sam's hitch haul and put
there. There you go.
Put the generator on the hitch haul. Now the phone.
Sweet.
I was thinking we could get one of those giant ones that are on a trailer that they use at like construction sites. Just, you know.
Ooh. I know where there's one right now at a hospital we could hook up.
Oh,
just borrow it.
You just need it for a few days.
That would be a cool truck build. What kind of the gas tank? I wonder if that came with like a 30 or 35 gallon.
I think it was 35.
Yeah, 33 or 35. Huge. They're big.
I mean, an 8-cylinder engine.
Single-digit gas mileage.
Automatic. This one was automatic.
The thing is, though, you could parts should be readily available. You could probably build that. A truck like that kind of slow and have a good time with it. If you could, so you're coming out of the gate with the truck by and put new wheels and tires and athletes. Basically.
I couldn't get wheels. I could only get tires because I priced wheels and they were another $500. So.
Gotcha.
You'll have to wait till you start getting the unemployment money, the $600 a week.
There you go. The next stimulus. I'll get wheels and a rear bumper and maybe the lift kit too.
You have to get a Corona license plate for it to symbolize that it's your quarantine build.
Just like a big Corona with all the little.
What's that hazmat thing? The toxic.
Ooh,
the biohazard.
The little biohazard things. Yeah. I have that on like a morale patch. It's like a.
Ooh, is it Mr. Yuck
response
Green?
Vehicle. I have a Mr. Yuck sticker on my phone, and I had it on there before all this madness happened. So that's actually not a terrible idea either.
We'll put it right on the hood. Right on the hood.
There you go. All around, Mr. Yuck sticker. Do not touch.
Uh-huh. You no touch this.
I like that. Yeah, I would figure out how to add that to my bill. The Mr. Yuck mobile.
Right on. All right. Anything else on your build?
Not that I could think of.
Okay, if I'm going to grade this 1 through 5, 5 being the best, 1 being a bad idea, I'm going to have to go 4, 5. Now, wait a minute. Think about it, because I didn't even think Suburban, because I just didn't think price range I could even possibly. But I have to say, you not being a truck guy, that was a pretty good choice. And going the route you did with your extra money, I'm giving you a 4 or 5, buddy. That's a good build.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a pretty good build.
I'm in agreement with LT on that. I'll give you a solid 4.
Yeah. Sweet. I did good on a truck thing.
You did, buddy. Very good.
All right. Now one of you all professionals needs to go. And.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so tempted to see what Scott came up with, though.
I don't know. Scott didn't sound very happy about his setup there.
He doesn't get to go before me because he's gonna
steal my thunder. All right, Sam, you go next.
All right. I found a 1997 Jeep Cherokee.
The
4.0 liter straight six automatic transmission, four wheel drive for $900.
That is not my Jeep.
What year?
97.
Isn't that one of the bad years?
No.
No.
Oh.
No. That's like one of the last good years.
That's the same. Okay. That's my Jeep.
Yeah.
And is it red?
So it's a 4.0.
Yep. 4.0. Four wheel drive. Automatic.
Automatic. Okay.
Yeah. See, there's, of course, there's a little bit of rust because it's a Cherokee from Pennsylvania.
No.
So it doesn't look like Scott has ever owned this one. So I think it might have the original.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Value, they hold their rust.
This is true.
Right up until it falls off.
And it is the, you know, base model. It doesn't have any sport or anything on the side. And there's nothing fancy about this Jeep at all. Except for the fact that it's $900 under my budget. So.
Is it automatic or?
Unfortunately, automatic. Can't have it all. Okay. From there, I'm going to throw some 31 10 50 15 Milestar Patagonias on there.
I knew that was coming.
$532.
Well, there you go.
Well, you got to have a good set of mud trains, right?
Sure. So you're up to 15?
No.
He's mapping.
14.
I found a winch mount bumper on, I believe it was Four Wheel Parts, I don't remember, for $230. It's from Rock Hard XJ.
Oh, damn. There you go.
Huh.
So
awesome. It actually wasn't terrible looking. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. Didn't hate it.
Cool.
And then I found a Smittybilt XRC 9.5 waterproof winch for $260.
That's a pretty cool.
Man, I wish I could have added that to mine.
And then I got two more things. A Spartan lunchbox locker for the rear axle, $280. And then the $198 that's left goes to recovery gear.
Very good.
Okay, so run it down top to bottom now.
This is 97 Jeep Cherokee for $900. And put some mud terrains on there, a winch bumper and a winch, lunchbox locker in the rear, and buy as much recovery gear as I can for $200.
Okay. Now, what's your free stuff?
All the leftover stuff I have from my last two Cherokee builds.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, okay, I've got this. I'm going to tear the carpet out. I'm going to rhino line because I got you. I mean, are you going to paint? You going to put this thing in primer? You going to fix the rust? You going to cut it? What are you?
I do have some leftover metal I can fix some rust with. I'll probably leave the exterior paint. It's not awful. It's this weird kind of bluish green.
Okay.
Cool.
It's all right. I have an extra set of rims so I can keep my mud tires for in the woods.
Nice.
I can put those other crappy tires on it for.
Hey,
there you go.
Driving down the road.
It's got to be counted, right? I mean, if you already got it, you didn't have to spend it, but you can still use it. Right on.
I even have a stock skid plate in the shed.
Dang.
Wait, you got a snorkel. Would it fit on that?
Oh, I have a snorkel. Oh,
damn.
I do have a snorkel.
Holy
forgot
shit.
About that.
Are you going to put the quad headlights on it?
I have the front clip from a Jeep XJ Wagoneer I could throw on there.
Right on.
Wait, I got a lot of, and in fact,
I even have a lunchbox locker already.
Wait a minute. Would that skid plate fit on my Jeep?
It should.
Uh-oh.
Well, not the one you just
we'll talk.
Pointed at.
Not that one. I mean the other one.
The Cherokee that drives on the street, that one?
That's yeah. right.
Why
we'll
do you need
later.
A skid plate to go to the grocery store?
Shush it.
It's very low to the speed bumps.
On the island.
Because I ran over a Honda the other
gotta day. You've got to run over the little shrubs at Walmart when you go to Walmart.
Nice.
I even have some A-pillar light brackets left over. Got plenty of LED lights. I have the crossbars and the feet to put on the Yakima bars on the roof.
Nice.
Boy, this is working out for me. I'm kind of digging this.
You might buy this truck.
I know. Go get this.
Like, holy crap.
My neighbor has three Cherokees out in front of his house all the time. So, yeah, I guess that's a thing.
And when my dad's not looking, I can go pull parts off of that Cherokee.
there you go.
Swap some stuff around.
I like it. That's not terrible because I having those, like the freebies sitting around, that's not really a bad idea. Yeah. Do you still have the rims off the JK? Are they still at the shop?
They're outside my garage door. Those are what I was talking about.
Oh, that's what you're going to use? Okay. So you're using those rims.
I still have the spacers to make those work.
Oh, right on. Okay. So that's where you were getting with your free rims. I was thinking they were the ones that were on. Oh, those were the ones that were on the old Cherokee, right?
No. The ones that were on your old Cherokee have been gone for quite some time.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. Not bad. Not bad. All right. Who wants to go?
You didn't rate mine. We didn't, rated Nick.
We didn't rate you. Okay.
Yeah. We got to score Sam's.
I'm going to... I think you played it a little safe.
Hey, all I didn't know about all those extra free parts until you mentioned it.
I had to give Nick high marks because he's not a truck guy, and he pulled up. Coming up with a Suburb is like coming up with a Grail Waggy. That's pretty cool. Cherokee, I'm going to give you a 4.
4?
I'll give you a 4.
Got it.
Because
he's a professional.
Well, wait a minute, because a part of the thinking was he had all that free stuff, and he didn't remember he had all that free stuff. So
this should make it better because I wasn't counting on any of that free stuff.
Like, now I'm super happy I bought this truck.
So now Sam is counting down the days for his check to actually get here so he can go get this truck.
It's not far away and it runs.
Oh, there you go.
I'll give you a 4. All right, guys, rate him.
I'm going to go 4. I think that was a good solid choice as well.
Yeah, I say 4. That was good.
I would go 4.5. And he's a professional, man.
I was going to say, you just wanted to help you with your Suburban.
Hell yeah, I do. I got Scott, welding and stuff that needs done.
Scott, you didn't rate Nick's build.
Oh, 4 for sure. Solid 4. Good for non-car guy. And a slightly unique trail truck that won't fit anywhere but haul people, generators, ice cream, ladders, all of the tents.
He can drive us home when all of our trucks break.
I was going to say, but Scott, he's fun to have along on the trail because he's carrying the generator, the chainsaw.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And all the scottles.
All the scottles, right. He's got all the gear, and then we don't have to unload our
big truck. Propane tanks.
We could actually cook in the Suburban while we're driving to the trail.
Oh, there you go.
It's not like you're going to notice with the stains.
$170 left in my build. I will donate it to the Suburban for an additional ad lead from the rear end.
Sounds great.
Because you're going to need it.
Sweet.
That's
definitely going to need it.
Right on. All right, who's up?
I'll go next.
Tina, back to back. Go ahead.
All right. So I too, probably played it a little safe. I decided to go with a 2000 Land Rover Discovery 2.
Oh, dear.
I found
-1.
I found this in Georgia.
Okay.
You feel the love, Mike.
Yes.
Sorry, Mike. Okay. You can continue now. I'm done.
I found this in Georgia, so in theory it should be relatively rust-free, believe it or not. It is a V8 automatic for $995.
Running when parked?
No, it is at a dealer, so it actually runs and drives legitimately.
Wow. Ooh. There you go.
All right.
And it's in Georgia, so sure. Maybe
it might make
a rusty
home.
Frame.
Should not be a rusty frame. And according to the Carfax, it has spent its whole life in Georgia.
Good.
Okay. So for the lift, I went with the Terra Firma Plus 2 Heavy Duty Lift, $593.
Cool.
And for tires, I went with the Dixie Peck Extreme Countries because they are on sale right now with an $80 mail-in rebate. So four tires for $663.
Nice.
And I found four Jate rings, which are frame-mounted recovery points, on eBay for $130. So
that was good.
Brings my total up to $2,382.91. And its interior is in pretty good shape, so it's leather seats, the carpet looked fairly decent, the paint's not horrible. It probably would pretty much just leave everything alone inside the vehicle and just drive the heck out of it till the head gasket goes in another 10,000 miles. And then I have to use my other stimulus check on fixing the head gasket.
Oh, for the towing from wherever you are.
But yeah, I already have a AAA membership, so I'm going to go ahead and say that that'll work on this car, too.
There you go.
So
okay.
Okay, so now do your whole truck rundown, top to bottom.
2000.
What free stuff do you have?
I actually don't have a lot of free stuff for this vehicle because it's outside of the year range. When they went from the Series 1 to the Series 2 Discoveries, a lot of the stuffs don't change over. So I don't have a ton of stuff currently that will work on it. So it's a 2000 Land Rover Discovery 2 for $995. Terra Firma Heavy Duty upgrade on the suspension is $593. Four mud terrain tires are $663. And the frame mounted recovery points are $130. So brings me up to $2,382.
Nice. Right to the edge.
Yep. And the extra money that I have left over will go towards gas and oil because it's probably going to burn both of those on the drive home.
So now, how was the...
It's a rolling oil chain.
Yes.
Is like the truck need panel work, painted, the interior torn out?
No, it's all bone stock, and even the lower valance on the front bumper is still there, so it looks like it was just driven around in suburbia. Fog lights are still intact. The rear bumper doesn't have any cracks in the plastic or anything, so everything body-wise is in very good shape.
I have an extra D2 tail light you're welcome to.
Oh, sweet. Why do you have D2 tail lights?
Because it was in the back of red when I took possession of that vehicle.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
How come no one's building red? I mean, you could get that thing dirt cheap. And why didn't you build red? You already own that truck.
Because it doesn't count if you own it. If that was the case, I'd have built my chair.
Well, in all fairness, I did offer him $200 for it, so...
The snorkel's worth $500, you cheap butt. Holy crap. It's only sucked air for 5 minutes.
I don't need a snorkel.
So cheap. Oh, my Lord.
Okay. All right. Where are we at? We got to rate Mikey.
Yep.
Man, you played it safe. I don't know, man.
I stuck with stuff I know because I knew that the lifts were inexpensive on Land Rovers, so I could get a lot more stuff that I needed to get it going.
I can't tell if he should get a plus point for picking a Land Rover or a minus point for picking a Land Rover.
Oh, you got to give him a plus point for just having the guts.
And I didn't pick one that...
Buy it from Georgia and try to drive it home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he drug one home from Arizona, remember?
That's true. Drug, not drove.
It was New Mexico, thank you very much.
I don't know if that makes it worse or better.
I think I'm going to go 375 on that one, Mikey.
All right.
375.
I'll take it.
Scooter?
Yeah. let's see here.
Come on, give your Land Rover brother some love.
Well, I will say score on, I think, a good price on some Jate rings. But not so good for reliability because personally, I have bought a $1,500 Land Rover from a dealer. It did not drive the whole way home.
It got well, he did say that one of his free things was AAA, so
he just needs to get well, within 200 miles of home.
Yeah, well, yeah, but mine never even started ever again. I couldn't figure it out, so that became a parts car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, a little screw up there, but what was the year your other truck, Mike, with the tranny problem?
The 96?
No, the 05.
Oh, my LR3. Yeah, that was a 2005.
So if this one just happens to have the same tranny, we can't drop the pan because of the whatever was in the way.
It doesn't. That's why I did not go for the $500 LR3 that I found.
Okay.
All right. Then I'll go... I say uniqueness for Rover, not so good for durability, even though, I like, 3.92.
Wow, y'all are being difficult. Mike, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give you a 4.
Thank you, Sam.
Same. Same from the not car guy.
Just because you think you're going to be able to get home from Georgia.
You're coming with me, so don't laugh too much.
I will drive my own vehicle down and drop you off.
Yeah, I'll need someone to go to the Advanced Auto Parts or the Calusa Sheets to, meet the tow truck.
Idea. Yeah, that'll work.
That don't have to bring up Sheets.
Like, Sam, who do you think was going with him? That was hilarious.
Saw that coming.
Yeah. He's like, well, I think Sam and I will go get my truck in Georgia. Good deal. All right, that's good, though. I knew he was going to take Land Rover, and props for that, because you got to stay true, man. Stay true.
One of the things on my list was I did try to find a Range Rover, and holy Lord, they're expensive.
Yes, I got rid of one for $220.
I did like that truck.
It was a rust case. Yeah. It didn't run very good.
I know, but it would have been fun if it had run.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We've all had vehicles that were not the greatest. I mean, Scott struggled with his Cherokee for a long time.
Which
only
one?
Three engines.
Yeah, and then, I had fantastic luck with my Cherokee. Sam's having pretty darn good luck with his Cherokee. Nick's having good luck with his. You just never know. I mean, I'm sure Mike might know at least one Land Rover guy that doesn't have any trouble with his. Right.
I'm sure they're out there. I just couldn't find them other than my old series truck.
That guy is the guy that pays somebody else to fix his problem.
No, it's quite the opposite. That guy does all of his own work religiously on his own vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, the cool thing about the old series truck, that old series truck, that'd be like an old Jeep or something, right? Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot to it. Yeah,
butter knife and some duct tape, and you can probably drive it from Zimbabwe to here.
Yeah, there are 4 fuses, and one of them's a spare.
Exactly.
How could you not love a series truck, though? Come on. It's like series truck, old Ford Bronco, old Scouts, old Jeeps. They're all like the sweet spot, man. No doubt about it. No doubt.
And technically, that first one was it was $300.
So when you bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it could never... Could never get it on the road for this budget.
Oh, well.
But the initial purchase.
Speaking of like old trucks like that, good luck finding a Suzuki Samurai, because I couldn't find a single one of them for sale for
really?
Like, for anything even remotely close to the budget, nothing.
Hmm. Surprising.
Not even a Sidekick.
Well, people have decided you can turn them into trail rigs pretty easily.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, aren't they the same size as like a big ATV?
Yeah, like the side by side. Yeah,
it's a side by side you can drive on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is a series truck for that much?
Wow. All right, Scott, it's me or you.
No, I saw that your teaser pick. You can go last, buddy. Because it'll be cool.
Wow.
It's cool factor. Okay, first, before I really knew all of the rules here, I built a truck. And way out of budget. But just real quick, it was, and I really would like to have one of these someday, but who knows. It's a first-gen Toyota Tundra.
Ooh.
So it'll have a V8, only an access cab, but it's a bigger cab.
You found one of those for $1,200? Will you send me the link to that?
No, I did not. But I found a decent one for $4,000. It's an off-road model, so it has a rear locker. You can buy a lift kit for $330. They have 16-inch wheels, so 285, 75, 16 mud trains are plentiful, so you can put some tires on it. It would be, for another budget, a pretty good budget build. But now that I'm playing by these other roles, I've also found a Cherokee. This is a 1998 Jeep Cherokee. It is $700. It's an automatic straight six.
I saw that one.
The red one?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the pictures is the guy putting it through the car wash, so who knows how rusty it is underneath. But actually didn't sound all that bad. And being a 98, mine was a 2000. I think the last 2 years were prone to vapor lock.
Yeah.
For some reason, they decided to change stuff at the end of the life of it. But so yours was a 98?
Yeah, mine was a 98. And I think 98 is a sweet spot. I really do.
Your blue one was a 98?
Huh?
Your blue one was a 98?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
what was the mileage on that when you got rid of it, Sammy?
358,000-ish.
And that was not rebuilt. That was on that motor.
Original. So that's cool.
I was the second owner of that. Got it. It had 48,000 miles on it, and it was owned by a priest before mine. I got it. So, I mean, I literally put all the other miles on it, so I sold it to Sammy, and then Sam put like 3 miles on it and sold it.
And then that guy put 3 miles on it, sold it to somebody who sent it to the junkyard. But anywho, back to Scott.
The priest must have blessed that truck.
I've always believed that.
I think it was mainly because it was a manual, but whatever.
I don't know. Mine's got pretty high miles on it. And Russell wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
He beat the crap out of it.
He did.
Yeah. No, how many miles you got on your brown one?
200, and last I looked, it was 250-something.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Still got 100,000 to catch the blue one, though.
Yeah,
hey,
he's working on it.
That's well, okay.
That 2 miles a day it gets driven, it might be quite some time. But anyway, back to Scott.
Okay, this one has 190,000 on it already.
Well, that's all right.
You know, for $700, that can't be too bad. All right, for the front winch bumper, since I know how to weld and I have a MIG welder down in the garage, I budgeted $150 to buy steel, and I'll just weld up my own winch bumper.
Cool.
I have a winch in the garage, so I call that a freebie. I have a poly rope in the garage, so I'm calling that a freebie.
Yeah.
Tires, I found a place called, I have it up here, Tire Recappers, and I could put some 33, 12, 50, 15 mud terrains on. They're $120 a piece, give or take. So I budgeted like $500 for tires with tax or, you know, whatever there. So, and I've run recaps before, mud terrains on a truck. And yes, they're horrible, but a good budget tire. If this is just going to be a trail beater, so be it. I'm sure there'll be other jingle jangle wonky parts on a $700 Jeep anyway. So didn't matter. I found a 3-inch lift kit for around $280 to $300. Just an ad leaf spacer thing, but that's okay. The rest of the room, if I need it, I'm going to pull the fender flares and apply the Sawzall if necessary. And locker, I budgeted $300. It was one of those lunchbox lockers. I know they could be cheaper, but I was hoping to find a used something or other. And if I can't, I will go in there and weld the spider gears together. So that could be a freebie, maybe. So that came out to approximately $1,930. It looks like it does not need interior, does not need a paint job. It's red. It does no big rust holes in it.
Yeah, this is pretty clean, actually.
Yeah, it is a it is a four door.
Yep.
And it's close to home.
It's got a killer speaker system in the back.
Oh yeah, nice. I forgot that. It comes with a 3-speaker subwoofer and a pair of neon green flip flops.
Ooh.
They were pictured in the back.
You can trade that stuff to Adam and get cash for more bills.
Okay. And like I said, I could spend this additional money on on a strap and a shackle, but I'm going to donate it to the Suburban for the extra Edleys.
And thank you much. That is very much appreciated.
I do have recovery gear, so that could be a freebie also. As far as big parts, I don't have anything left over from the Jeep. I don't even have a piece of window glass, or I got rid of everything.
Whatever I don't use that I have, Scott, you can have it, I promise.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
There you go.
So a snorkel and quad headlights.
No. Nice. No, don't go anywhere.
Now, are you planning on leaving this thing red, or are you rattle canning it?
Of course, he's going to rattle can.
Paint job stock.
Yeah. Ooh, red tiger stripes. If you mixed it with like black and gray, it'd be like this weird, funky urban camo.
Yeah, we can get you all.
Oh, cool. Wait. Urban camo?
Maybe.
Splotchy, not stripes.
That's, yeah, like.
Okay. All right.
Can we get you a license plate that says Tiger King?
Ooh.
I'm going to have to get a wig, a mullet wig or something. I could borrow a six-shooter off LT to wear them around the compound.
Nice.
So are you tearing carpet out of this headliner, tinting the windows?
Oh, the headliner.
I think the headliner just falls down. Like, you don't
that's, an auto,
that
that's an auto feature. Just, if this gravity. Is really going to be a woods truck, oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Definitely tear the carpet and headliner out. Mm-hmm. And I put a cage in the back behind the back seat for all my spare goodies. I have a Dometic I could throw back there. Wouldn't want anything crash me in the back of the mullet on a steep downhill.
So. Right on.
That'd be a little too much party in the back.
Yeah, it's a Cherokee. Cherokee, you could go a bunch of different ways. Another build I was contemplating real quick was going to be a Crown Vic. Because they seem to be popular for the Gambler 500. Yeah. You can install all the wheel wells, put bigger tires on with no lift. It'll have a V8. You could do a lot with that as long as you don't need front wheel drive.
Yeah, and if it's a police interceptor model, it's got a limited slip on the back end.
Yeah, and cool. Potentially a bigger engine.
You know,
I did have an 84 Pittsburgh Detective cop car Crown Vic. And instead of the 302, it had a 351, had a posi, plain Jane, except every so often it would just shut off and we couldn't figure out why.
that would be cool. I would drive that.
If I get in the woods and I get outwheeled by a Crown Vic, I am going to, when it gets dark, put my truck in neutral, push it down the hill, turn the lights off, and just go away and never be seen.
Okay, well,
Wait. If you have that cop car, Scott, you have to budget in lights. You have to have the red and blue lights.
Oh, yeah,
you absolutely have to.
I bet I can get you a set of those.
There you go. He's a firefighter. He got this for you.
You know, the
LT, watch what you say, LT, because there's a sliding scale there between, oh, it's a Crown Vic. Oh, this guy's driving like a screwball.
I know.
I could wheel the heck out of a Crown Vic in the woods.
I would still feel so bad.
I really would like to see that.
Just be aware.
The other popular Gambler build is the Miata. They just put UTV control arms on it so that they're outside the bodywork and just run the crap out of them.
I thought about going rally car instead of like off-road, bus like I did, but I don't know. It didn't feel right for this project.
No, you got a good build. That was good.
Then who would haul our camping gear?
That's true.
My close second was a Subaru Outback that was getting rallied.
I looked
treatment.
At those, too.
Yeah, couldn't find
they
two
were
two.
Quite... Really? I don't know.
I found a $700 one.
Yeah, a couple of those are a little sketch.
Is it in West Virginia?
No.
Oh, wow.
Ding, 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 ding.
It was in Florida.
Like a car.
Yeah.
Oh, Florida.
All right. Okay. We got to rate Scott's build. You got anything else to throw at us before we?
No, I could add, I have lights in the garage. I could fabricate a snorkel. I mean, I could do all kind of wacky stuff to a Cherokee. I have a pop rivet gun. I have a couple pieces of sheet metal. I could take off something that Joey has, so I could make a scoop.
What are you going to do? Put bunny ears on it?
I could pop rivet.
Now he's going to put a police big badge on the side.
You take a drywall screw and screw a shovel to it.
There you go.
I have a shovel out in the side yard. Yeah, it could be Mad Max to the hill.
This is the same guy that ran a bungee net on the hood of his Cherokee for a while.
That was on the Toyota tire.
I've seen him.
That was official.
No judge one time.
It's a clothes dryer. You are correct.
He what? What was I? Was it the ugly truck challenge or what was it?
This is it right here.
Yeah. He had a Toyota with a Land Rover license plate on the front of it.
I was on a Land Rover trail ride.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Now, wait a minute. What a way to ruin a good truck.
Hey, when
not sure which way you mean there, Sam.
Hey, when we were at that thing or at that event and you entered the truck, was that the ugly truck challenge? What was, I can't remember when you entered your Toyota.
What event?
I thought you meant when he rattled cans of Jeep for the jamboree.
Truck, out, truck show or something. And when the judge come by, he honestly said to the guy, and this bungee is for drying my clothes after going through water holes. I take my clothes off, I put them on the hood, dry
them. I know what you mean, and I don't have a picture of that right here. That's when I had the stripes on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was an ugly truck challenge or just a truck show or something.
I think it was just a show kind of thing.
Yeah, it was funny, man. That was good. Okay, you ready to score him?
Can't find it.
I'm going to go 375 because I don't think he has enough free stuff like Sammy had for a four.
Okay. I don't, not for Cherokee.
Okay, I have to give him a five because he's donating money to my bill.
Bribery works.
Oh, man.
Thank you,
Nick. Buy and vote. What a politician.
Yeah, buddy.
Damn, that was rough. A five?
Ouch. It's painful.
You're the reason we can't have nice things, Nick.
Work I've done for you and
it's all going to balance out. Uh-huh. You watch. Because I know, I'm pretty sure I am confident where Mike and Sam are going to vote on it. So it's going to it's all going to pan out.
Sam, don't feel bad. Nick bought you that dollar burrito that one time.
I know. That's what I said. All that work I've done for dollar burritos, and he gave me a four. And a half, sorry. Four and a half.
That's because you're an expert, and I didn't feel like you pushed yourself.
Yeah, whatever. All right, Mike, what's your rating for old Scooter?
I'm going to go three, just because I don't feel like a 98 is a good year.
Wow. I thought you were going to go
two. But it is.
But it is. 98's the sweet spot, Mikey. Yeah. 98 is like the home run.
It's like
here,
it's like the last of the good ones.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll go 3.5.
3.5. Okay. See, that's what I was going to give him.
All right. So
it all averages out.
Well, yeah, he's probably still leading with that 5+7.
No.
I doubt it.
No.
You got man, oh man.
The Romanian judge screwed me on the scoring there.
Hey, they're all good builds. I'm not hating any of them. So, you know, they're all cool. I still have to say though, the non-car guy picked a Suburban. I'm kind of jealous of that. Well, all right,
hey,
so
man.
Let's get on. I got my build. Now, most of you guys know, or if everyone doesn't know, my Grail truck is a wagon. An old one, not something new, like pre-74 at least, Wagoneer, and I'm talking about chopping it up, making it a trail rig kind of idea. Well, I couldn't find one within this budget Mike set. I mean, there was nothing.
You can thank the government, not me.
So I had to take my $1,200. I went to eBay. I went to Craigslist. I went to Auto Trader, and I was looking for Waggies. And then I started looking for Ram trucks. Then I went old Dodge trucks. I was going to take a two-wheel drive truck and truck together.
I was hoping somebody would pick a truck.
By the way, I was going Willys. I even offered Scott money for his. I mean, there was I had all kinds of deals going. And then I came up with the perfect combination on Craigslist. It was Jeepster plus the word Commando. And the guy spelled Commando wrong in his ad.
I love those.
Seriously. Nice. So he spelled it Cam-man-do. So I'm like,
wow.
All right. So here it is. It's a 1968 Jeep Commando full drive. Now he has it listed for $1,500, but since he spelled it wrong, nobody's calling. I'm going in and I'm telling the guy. Here's $1,200 cash, right? Do you guys agree that I'm getting this truck for $1,200?
Probably.
Good chance. Okay.
The Commando. Yes.
Well, then, because if you say no, I can't go any further. But
oh no, you're in.
I had to take a chance. Fine. I had to say like 15. I have to go with this. Now, here's the reasonings why. Number one, it was running when it was parked. So
perfect. Buying a Jeep or a Land Rover.
My favorite.
And, so I'm gonna. In my mind, this truck's running. Okay, so that's the point.
That's the only place, thing, probably.
So wait, right after that, this is the next set of words that come right after that. Engine spins over. So again, this truck runs in my mind.
Just needs a carb rebuild, spark plugs, wires, and more gas.
The engine spins over, man. Okay. Fine.
Well, it was driving and being used for hunting. So all of these pluses. Now, there's this one minor detail, and I don't think it's minor because it says title status is missing. I've got an old 31 Ford title laying around. It'll be all right. So I'm okay with that.
No big deal.
Yeah.
It's everything. It'll be
it's
fine.
It's Ohio. Yeah. It's lawless. Doesn't matter.
To be fair, road legal was not in the rules.
No, it was not.
That's true. Right that's very true.
Road legal was not. We did not and I wasn't going to bring it up halfway through because if you guys would have went with it being legal, I'd had to start clear the heck over here. So here I am. Here, I have found a 68 Jeep Commando, Jeepster Commando, whatever you want to call it, Commando, with a half cab. So this guy already half cabbed a half cab.
Oh, half cab.
So now, yeah. So this is a half cab.
So it's got a bed on it, set up. Sort of. It's like a pickup truck, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
I found a Toyota van that someone had done that to.
Yeah, the bed's about
really. Send me that link.
Man, this is. I mean, the more I'm looking at it, the more I want to go look at this truck. So it's a stick. It's a manual. It's cool. A V6. It's four-wheel drive. It's a 1968 Kaiser Command. I mean, there's a lot of coolness to this old rig, right? So I'm looking at all of these things. Okay, so first, I get this truck for $1,200. All right, I drag it home. It's already running because it said the engine spins. That's right.
That's right. So,
put a little gas, change the oil, have my buddy Sam come over and do a once over. We'll get all the little rat nests and mouse.
Some windshield wiper fluid. You'll
completely
be fine.
Rewire it and rebuild everything.
That'll buff right up.
Yeah,
some blinker fluid.
I'll definitely tear in the carpet out because half of it's already gone. It looks like it has Chevy Camaro seat, bucket seats in it. So probably yank them out maybe. But
that's
I have
interesting.
Well, here's what's, you know, so on that, immediately they're getting old bed sheet seat covers free, right? I'm gonna go upstairs, find some bed sheets.
Elaine has a Mexican blanket.
Oh, yeah. No, it needs those wooden beads. What are those?
Mexican,
I have
a wooden
those.
Bead seat cover for truck driving days.
There you go.
Oh, you know what? Mexican seat blankets with that wooden bead thing.
I got the beads for you. You can have.
I might like that.
I tear
all that out, and then I would buy the cheapest liner Rhino lining spray paint stuff. I'm going to spend $25 on floor spray sealant. So that's what the interior is going to be like. Okay. Then $5 on a can of Lysol because I'm sure it's probably going to.
Are you going to at least mask off the gauges when you paint everything in the inside?
Your budget.
What's that, Mike?
Are you going to at least mask off the gauges when you paint the entire interior?
No.
No, you don't have to. Just don't afterwards and wipe them off.
You don't have to. I'll show you how.
Nothing to it. Okay, so there's my purchase, right? I got $1,200 in this rig. Now here comes my... I'm thinking 1968 Kaiser. I've already got a stick shift. I don't know the gear ratio, so I'm going to guess that it was at least a 373 back then. Would you? Anybody argue that with me?
I'd even go lower.
You think? Like, see, I was thinking maybe, but I was thinking
323 maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to pretend in my mind it has 373. So I'm going with the stock wheels that are on that right now. Okay, now here's where my budget. So I got $1,200 now to play with. I have always wanted Super Swampers on something.
Today's the day.
I figure, and again, I figure I can't be for sure, but I'm going to have to go with they were 14s or 15s. So I just priced a set of 15, 10, 50, 31. Okay, because I don't want to cut nothing, right? They're $200, but they're super small. So I got eight. I'm not going to worry about a spare because I'm going to just pretend there's a regular old spare because that was before the donut years somewhere on this truck. And I'm just going to use that if I ever have to.
I'm okay. Sure it's so still now, there in a stock spot.
You have a tire plug kit, too, as your freebie.
I'm going to use the Steelies that are on it. I'm going to put the Super Swampers on that thing. So now I'm at about $800. Where's my paper at? And then my buddy Sammy sent that link out earlier for that winch for $356. So that puts me at $1,156. That gives me about, what, $34 to spare.
To
that,
build a winch trick.
Yeah.
There you go.
What'd you say? Yeah.
To buy a piece.
$34 to build a winch trick.
Or buy a piece of plate steel and bolt it to the stuff.
Bumper build, and there you go.
Wait a minute. Remember, we're talking we're allowed to use some of the stuff we have laying around, right?
Heck yeah.
Of course.
I have some steel that has yet been turned into my sliders. My sliders could go on hold for my JK.
There you go.
We could build a simple, like, box tube kind of thing, like 2x6 or 2x4 front bumper, 2x4 back bumper out of steel. Help weld in a couple tabs. Now, I'm saying our labor's free. I'd have to pay Andy probably. No, Andy probably throw it in.
Just Sam a burrito. It's fine.
Me, Sam, and Andy. Here's the way I figure. My buddy Ange will be there because he's the guy who can weld. Me and Sam are the grinder guys. We'll grind.
Scooter, you got voted off the island.
Man.
That's all right. Hey. I can be second-string welder. That's
I'm sure. I'm whatever. Sure you can still get some burn cream for that.
And now, wait a minute. So I got the free steel, right? So now I built a winch bumper for a front. Because if you think about how the old Jeeps were, Scott, and I know you know this because you got the Willys. You know how it has that tray area before the bumper, like right out in front of the grill? It has sure. That flat area. So yeah, I'm thinking, and that's frame, right?
Yeah.
And that's
frame. Yeah. You could just weld a plate between the frame horns, yeah.
Exactly. And that's how this truck's set up. So I'm thinking, mm-hmm. We would just put on a piece of flat. So there's my winch mount, Sam, right there. I got my 2x4 stock bumper, a couple tabs for recovery, right? Mm-hmm. And that blows my budget. Because I have to have, if I got the chance and I got the $1,200, I got to have Super Swampers, man. I just want one. I want a set of Swampers so bad.
You know, they make those for your Jeep.
Miles they wear out.
I like what I have on my Jeep. I'm talking about the non-radial ones. You know, the old Bias Trail.
Bias Super Swampers. The pencil erasers.
Oh, yeah. So I'm taking these Steelies, painting them black, throwing those old style Super Swampers on this truck on 31s. I think 31s, we shouldn't have to clearance much.
Self-clearance is a real thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Super Swampers will give before the body work does.
But that could be a cool truck. Yeah. Now, you know, so there's, sure. I'm saying I blow my whole budget because that $34 is going to, if I have $34 and I can find a Mexican blanket to throw over the seats for 30, I'm buying it and keeping the $4 and buy a burrito.
There you go.
$4 you're going to need to give to Sam.
Or I can go get, if McDonald's has the cheeseburger sale going on, I'll go get 4 cheeseburgers and call today. But yeah.
That's the way to do it. I'm telling you.
I mean, for the getting into this truck, half cabin, I'm not hating it. I'm not hating it a lot. And, you know, the bonus of being a stick, that's kind of cool.
Yep.
So, what do you think?
Be the only one in the group like having to replace the clutch. Yes.
I like it. I can carry a spare clutch in the Suburban.
Right, I'm going with, hey, the truck spins, it's going to, the clutch has got it. And I've got to work there. So I'm going with that. And I can't tell, but Sam, I think it might have lock-in lockouts on it.
Really?
I can't. They don't have a close-up of that.
I'm sure they still work.
Nothing a Q-tip and some acetone can't fix.
Yeah.
Or a mallet.
I don't know too much about that year, but it's
he will after really this.
You'll know that year intimately.
You will learn. You're going to learn today.
Now, remember, I got this off of, this is USA. I wonder, I might not want to know where this is. There's a map. I can see North Texas Bolivia. Avenue. Does that mean it's close?
No.
So, here, I'll tell you what. I'll go get my Cherokee and we'll build it and take it to go pick up yours. How about that?
Flat-tow it back if it has lockout humps.
Nice.
Okay. I don't know where this is. But it looks... Oh, it is in Texas. Yeah. Dadgummit. Well, no, Mike went to New Mexico for his. What the heck?
That's right.
It's not that far.
Okay.
We got friends down there.
Apparently.
We got Jonathan Burton down there. We got all our buddies down there.
Yeah. Put a JP's house
down there. That's it. Yeah. See?
All right. So, what do you think? Yay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it.
1968 Commando Man. Come on. That's like right up my alley. Yeah. Fell into it.
All right.
I got to give you a 5 because you put in so much work on it, and it does sound super cool.
I'll take
Sammy.
It.
What?
Score. Pay attention, buddy.
See, I was leaning pretty heavy towards 5 as well.
Okay.
You really went outside the box on this one. I'm kind of impressed. It wasn't a wagon. It's way cool, too. It wasn't a CJ5 or 7.
Oh, now, you know what? Now, as I said, in all fairness, I probably would have taken the Waggy or a CJ7 had I found one even close. Dude, I couldn't even realistically come to the table and go, hey, guys, here's one for $4. I think I can get it for $1,200. You know, there was nothing. Nothing.
Not even a 52 Willys.
Hey.
That's your fault.
Yeah,
you're
that,
for grants.
In all fairness.
Every one of us would have given
$1,000
for it.
No, well, I'm sure you would.
Scott could have taken the money that he got from selling the Willys and worked
and
that into his
it
bill.
Too, yeah.
He didn't take me. Bad. Bad, bad scooter.
Hey, you were $1,000 away from having that out of your driveway.
Yeah.
See?
I'm just saying.
Be that's quiet, pretty sweet.
You can buy an awful lot of new Toyota parts for $1,000.
Ooh, this is true. That's very true.
What about the $2,000 hit I would take on it? Yeah, no good.
Don't worry
about
that.
Not my fault you bought Mark.
That's life, buddy.
Hey,
that's learning
life's
curve.
A gamble, life's a gamble.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's all not right, making so any money just sitting there.
Finish scoring me.
Come on,
Mike.
Sammy.
I'm going to go 4-5 just because I didn't like the 31 tires.
4-5.
What would you go?
I'd have gone bigger.
Then I'd have had to cut stuff.
So?
I was thinking, see on my 83 Ram Charger, when I put 33s on it, I just had to sawzall a little bit and take a sledgehammer and bend some of the lips. That's what I was kind of hoping to do to this. I didn't want to have to, like, cut out.
I'd have gone 33s. I'm going to go 4.5.
Cut it out. I don't know, buddy. Those trucks, they don't have big wheel wells.
Then you get some hockey pucks and you make yourself a suspension lift for on top of the springs.
I didn't even think of that. I could have thrown them in because I got 4 hockey pucks somewhere I'd find down. And use tennis balls, right? Yeah. It'd be better ride.
Well, yeah, it's better on street travel then, yeah.
So what'd you say?
4-5.
4-5.
All right. All right, Scott.
Scoot out.
Okay. I will say 5. But minus one whole point because this was the most unrealistic build.
Wow, that's hurtful.
That was a little hurtful.
Ow. I'm sorry.
This is supposed to be unrealistic.
I know, but the rest of ours are like, yeah, this could probably happen.
That's because we
build
weren't
for
that
money. It's going to need a clutch, a wiring harness, rebuild the engine.
On.
It ain't going to run. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I've
said he was just going to drag it home. So.
Well, I still give you a 4.
It's okay. We don't need to listen to Scott. I did tally everybody's scores.
Debbie Downer.
And
oh, geez.
I do have a 1-5 winner here.
Oh, bring it. Bring it.
Oh.
Who won?
Not me.
What do you want first? Do you want the winner or the
no,
loser?
No, start from the bottom and work your way up.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, 5-1.
In fifth place at 15.67, we have the Land Rover.
Yes.
Which is Mike.
Good job, Mike. Yay for participation.
In fourth place at 15.75, we have the 98 Jeep Cherokee, which is Scott. And then I swung through third with 16.5 on the 97 Cherokee.
Woohoo!
Good. Then at 17 good. It's even, a good year. We've got Nick in the Suburban.
Whoa! Holy Lord!
And first place at 18.5 is LT himself.
Yeah, yeah. And that's an unrealistic build, I heard. Whatever. Yeah.
It is still.
Yep.
Unrealistic or not, it's a 68 Jeep Commando. Come on, I found a 68 Commando.
That's cool. I know. It's
you're going to have to be selling parts off your new Jeep to pay for all the rebuild stuff you're going to need for that.
I don't know. That truck would be pretty cool. It might be worth it.
No, I agree with Scott. That's one of those, you got to call in all your buddy points. Like, rewire this truck. We got to spend
Scott's
a day.
Scott's good at wiring.
Power as long as everything. You're okay with it all being red.
Oh, I wouldn't care.
Man, that story, I guess, is just going to chase me for life. Good.
Yes. It's a good story.
Apparently, Justin Hoff went to your same school of wiring because I've seen his bug.
So, and the thing is, though, on a truck like that, it's just got to have the brake lights, right? The headlights, tail lights, parking, or I mean, turn signal.
If it's
left
a trail truck, all you got to do is start the dang thing and,
yeah. And some headlights.
It's not like you have a title on it anyway.
Yeah, right.
Again, all the spare parts for all these trucks will fit in the Suburban. We'll be fine.
This is true.
Yeah, you probably fit the Commando in the Suburban.
We would have a fun trail rig day, though.
If we had all these vehicles done, then right. And in a field, we'd have the car hauler, we'd have a European dash, we've had two American beaters, and a classic stick shift. We have good. If
we have the
would
whole
a motorcycle,
team.
We can light one of the Cherokees on fire, and it can be the 2020.
And the bad part is the Land Rover would probably outwheel everybody else.
Yep.
Well, it would probably outlast everybody else, probably. Too.
If it could start.
Because Nick would get high-centered, like on the first obstacle.
Yeah,
that's right. I'd get stuck on a tree.
Scott
this
would
big.
Slam a tree.
Because of mine, my battery would probably be dead, and we'd have to push start the thing all day long.
I can
park on a hill.
And then because I didn't clearance the fenders like Mike wanted, my turn would only go like
with you a have wheel, a 15-degree turn.
And I'd have to be backing up and going inches around trees all day long.
Yep. Sounds like
fun.
A great day on the trail.
So that's our $1,200 rig build and stimulus build.
I found a picture of the striped Toyota in that day that you were talking about.
Oh, geez.
It was at the Big Buck Rendezvous.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Look at them.
That's
stripes.
Another paint job. Look at the shovel screwed to the hood.
I'm confused
literally
by that.
Down the hood of that truck.
The shovel is in a quick fist mount.
Which is then screwed to the hood.
Right.
Next to the homemade snorkel that was just flexible tubing with a zip tie at the top.
At least they weren't popping.
Did in
it
fact
on.
Cut a hole in the bonnet to fit the snorkel? Yes.
Now, would that snorkel act? Was it sealed? No. I mean, did it? Was it really snorkel?
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Straight up for looks. That was a solid straight up for looks.
He took some chewing gum and put it around everything.
I had that snorkel on something else, and it was legit. But on this truck.
Not so much.
Might have been a movie prop.
You didn't even have a grommet around the hole in the hood where the plastic tubing came out.
You don't need no. You don't need a grommet. This is corrugated rubber. I just made the hole as big as one of the diameters. Yeah. It fit. This hose actually, when we were cleaning up and selling off stuff at Dad's garage when he passed away. This was the hose. It was way longer, of course. This was the hose we would put on the tailpipe of a car to run out the shut door in the wintertime to test, while the car was running.
So there's a sentimental aspect to this snorkel.
Oh, yeah. I probably still have a piece of that somewhere.
At least it's not, PVC from Lowe's, I guess. But
Whoa. I have one of those, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you here, bro.
I'm sorry. I've done weird stuff.
It's like, stop helping yourself. All right. Well, hey, that was pretty fun.
I also have pictures of when he painted that truck with a roller at one of the bike shops we worked at.
This is the PVC. Oh, this is the PVC snorkel on the Range Rover.
Oh, okay. What's around the headlight?
Those are headlight guards.
Yeah, those are factory Rover headlight guards, and then a brush guard bumper thing I welded together.
Was sexy. That the same thing that was on the F-250?
No.
Oh, that thing was ugly. I saw that for the first time the other day. Wow,
I thought it was a headboard.
You know, when you talk about it, it doesn't seem that bad. And then you put up the picture, and I'm like, what in the heck is that?
Now, for our listeners/viewers, one time I asked Scott how many trucks he's owned.
Nick, look at that.
And I think he came back with a number like 72 or something like that.
Oh,
so
I don't know about that. He's this bumper will knock trees over and push Jeeps out of the way.
Look at that.
That is the fuggliest looking thing I think.
I've ever seen. Like a headboard thing off a bed. However,
it looks like a bed and a bulldozer had a baby.
In this incarnation, it does have expanded steel mesh chicken wire zip tied to the front to protect the radiator. 2 KC daylighters.
That doesn't. None of that makes it better, but
and I had a high lift on there too.
And a Christmas wreath.
Well, it's Christmas trail ready.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode of The Shack. Remember, Mikey, where can they catch all of our episodes at?
On any of your favorite podcast networks. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all those places. And then this one will also be on YouTube.
Yep. And
sweet.
On our website.
Yes.
Yeah, you see it on our website. So if you get a chance to watch on YouTube, you can see some of the pictures that we put up of the things that we were building. So we all had a cool stimulus build truck. We hope this brought you some joy through this time that you guys are sequestered at home, just like us. We're kind of at our places, hoping that we get to go back to work soon. Making knives. Yeah, I mean, I always like doing it, but boy, when you don't get to do it, you're like, he makes me make boxes and put stickers on stuff, and it just ain't my thing, you know? I'm ready to make some more knives, so I'm ready to go back to work. So, guys, thank you. If you need a knife, check out l28knives.com. We do have some stuff still in stock. Glad to help you out there. And thank you for all the support through the years for everything you've done for us, and we sure do enjoy coming and just spending the day. And if you think this is not what we talk about at the shop, you're wrong, because we do talk about stuff.
That's true.
And we kind of make fun of Nick for not being a car guy sometimes.
It's totally valid.
And then he swoops in and comes in second on this.
He pulls out of third place. How about that?
Then the non-car guy.
Second place.
I'm sorry, second.
Don't take this from me. It's a big achievement.
Sorry, Mr. Silver Medal.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in on The Shack. Stick around for our next episode when we're talking about what, Sam?
I'll let you know.
Okay, there you go.
TBD!
We need to do another EDC one or a backpack dump out, because if we're putting it on YouTube, people can see the stuff we got. Just saying.
All right. I'm not hating that idea. I like the idea. Someone said something about a visual pocket dump or something, right? I think Scott said that last. Yeah. I think we should.
Pocket dump is good.
We might consider that. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time on The Shack. Bye-bye. God bless you.
See ya.
Stay healthy.